RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
As promised yesterday, Perigo's perspective today being Thursday, and Lindsay is with us. Hi, Lindsay.
You've been promising me, have you?
Well, you know, you've got to sell the goods, Lindsay. You've got to sell the goods. You've got to sell it ahead as well, because we want them back tomorrow, and you're a big draw card.
Oh, well, that's nice to know.
Yeah, I have research to prove it. No, I don't. Now, the Dems are having their convention in Chicago. I think you're going to touch on that. And immediately I thought of, and I was only a kid then, but I've read a bit about it, you know, the 68 convention. I think violence broke out there, or it was in the air. And I know, because I'm a bit of a song fact nerd, that, and I think it was just limited to the state, that Street Fighting Man by the Rolling Stones had just come out. The radio stations were playing it. And for the period of that convention in 68, the song was banned. It was actually banned from the airwaves. So there you go.
Yeah, well, this is pretty reminiscent of that. The huge crowds of pro-Hamas demonstrators, unimpressed by Komi Lala, the fact that she's pro-Hamas as well, that's not good enough for them. And so they're making their presence felt, and it's getting pretty nasty. But that 1968, I remember it too. I was a little older than you, I think. But that was the year that Robert Kennedy was assassinated, Martin Luther King was assassinated. Very volatile times. In a sense, it's reassuring to think that it's been that bad before, when we get too depressed about how bad it is now. It was that bad before, and we survived.
Yeah, we did. And I guess we'll hopefully carry on surviving if no one drops a nuke. The other thing I was thinking is the lawn of Parliament not too long ago. You know, yeah.
Well, you know, I was listening to your interview with Alia the other day about her meeting with the commissioners. My goodness, that was powerful. But especially at that part about the fellow who lost the vial containing his father's ashes because the police wouldn't let him retrieve them. That brought back all the anger once again.
I teared up then.
Yeah.
You know, it just suddenly hit me. And and that is one of the most powerful, what's the word? That showed up the evil in it to me.
Evil is the word. And I'm really, really pleased they went back that second time. Obviously, that was crucial. And from everything that Alia said, they did make an impact with it, and it will feature in the final report. So bravo to all concerned.
I think I made the comment that I thought she was doing God's work, but you don't think there's the God, Lindsay. So I don't know whose work we were doing, but we were doing some kind of work there. Okay, let's have this week's perspective from you, Lindsay. Floor is yours. Let's go.
Thank you. So, yes, the dirty Dems are currently congregating in Chicago, a quintessentially dirty Dem city, the murder capital of the world, corrupt and woke as hell. You can't get into their national convention without photo ID, but they try to ban ID for voting in rigged general elections. They're there to coronate Komi Lala after the coup which overthrew the duly processed presidential nominee, Beijing Biden, the bribed bastard. But the Chinese Communist Party needn't be worried. Komi Lala's running mate, Wuhan Waltz, just loves communist China, honeymooned there, married on the anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre, taught there for years, and has vacationed there over 30 times. As governor of Minnesota, he set up a snitch line during the Wuhan lockdowns where you could dob your neighbor in for receiving visitors or walking the dog. Very Chinese Communist Party. He did nothing as Red Guard-type thugs rampaged through Minneapolis, burning, looting, and killing. He facilitates the CCP objective of sowing confusion and disintegration by mandating tampons in boys' bathrooms, hence Tampon Tim. What a ghastly ticket, Tampon Tim and Komi Lala. Komi Lala got off to a puzzling start. Through minions, since she has refused to be interviewed or hold press conferences, she let it be known that she no longer holds some of the more la-la positions she has stated in the past, such as banning fracking, abolishing immigration and customs enforcement, free health care for illegal aliens, the abolition of private health insurance. Jordan Peterson psychoanalyzed this apparent backtracking and warned us not to be fooled by it. It was a ruse, he said, typical of narcissistic psychopaths with cluster B personality disorders.
I think that this is a classic maneuver by, what would you say, a group of advisors and maybe the VP herself who show the pathology associated with what's known as the cluster B of personality disorders. And I really believe this. And the strategy would be this. The radical leftists, and I would put Kamala Harris in that category, have provoked for years, on the DEI, racial division, culture war front, constantly prodding and poking. When the conservatives finally woke up enough to respond, the manipulators at the bottom of the Democrat organization said, oh, we don't even know what you're talking about. All this culture war stuff, where did you invent that? The real issue is the economy. The real issue is health care. The real issue is education. All you people are strange and weird for bringing anything else up. We've been focusing on the important issues all along. I don't know what you're imagining. And that's classic cluster B manipulative behavior. And if we think that this new messaging on the part of a candidate who's using nothing but image to promote her views reflects a deeper reality, then we're deluded beyond comprehension. It's not like the Democrats have switched their colors suddenly, and it's not like all the people who pushed those DEI ideas and these equity issues have disappeared. So no, I don't trust it a bit. I think it's a complete bloody lie. It's a manipulative image-based lie.
Cluster B personality disorders. I'll plump for simple, flat-out evil. In any event, then, in a campaign speech, if you can call that whiny fry-quack she vomits speech, Commie Lala went full commie, true to form. Price controls, setting the stage for queues and shortages that would make the Soviet Union blush.
As president, I will take on the high costs that matter most to most Americans, like the cost of food. And I will work to pass the first ever federal ban on price gauging on food.
Oh, now, cackling commie Lala, that's gouging, dear, not gauging. The grocery chain's margin of 1.6% can scarcely be called gouging, let alone gauging. It's your reckless spending that has caused inflation, dear. You are the arsonist promising to put out the fire you have started. You are the border czar who has let in millions of illegals, now promising to secure the border. Naturally, Orange Man Bad pounced. God bless the
Thank you very much, Pennsylvania. I love Pennsylvania. Thank you very much. Thank you. I really give a very big hello to Pennsylvania. It's great to be back in this beautiful Commonwealth with thousands of proud, hardworking American patriots, which is what you are. Think of this. Who would believe this? 80 days from now, we are going to defeat a communist known as Kamala Harris. She's a communist. Most radical left person ever to run for office. This is not what this country needs. We've had enough of them. We're going to win back the White House, and we're going to take back our country.
If Americans don't take back their country, there will be queues and shortages, blackouts and brownouts. Only you won't be allowed to call them that. Black and brown will be as illegal as he and she. The thought police and pronoun police will be running amok. Oh, and the food police. No more red meat. Commie Lala says cows bad for planet and humans. Are they, in fact? I want you to listen to ultra-woke vegan guru Dr. John McDougall, an intrepid proponent of the view that a starch-based vegan diet, rice, potatoes, peas, corn, bread, devoid of red meat or any animal products, is optimal for the health of humans and the planet.
This kind of diet supports good health, reduction in cancer, etc., and is reflected in a change in the bacteria in the colon. I think that's great. People are now focusing on the bacteria of the colon. But that's a side issue. It's just become popular to look at the bacteria. Why don't we look at the whole picture? We've got a bunch of fat people out there. 80% of the population of the U.S. is sick and fat. There's a new project, new company out there that has started looking at the bacteria in the bowel of Africans, rural Africans. Because rural Africans are known not to have breast cancer, colon cancer, prostate cancer, multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, et cetera. This is the rural African of old. Africans now are changing rapidly to the American diet. Well, they have been working on isolating the different bacteria species in the bowel of rural Africans. And they're working on making a supplement that they will be selling you, which will be essentially African feces in a capsule as a probiotic. That's where things are going. Don't give up your cheeseburgers and your Dunkin' Donuts. Instead, just take the African poop. Eat African poop. Everything will be fine.
Yeah, I think our listeners here are well on board with the idea that you can be a unhealthy vegan, and you can be, if you're eating a whole, highly processed, refined foods, you're going to be in trouble no matter what kind of diet that you eat. But a lot of the research does point, like in terms of longevity research, for example, like the centenarians eat about, on average, according to Dan Buettner's work, about a 90% plant-based diet with 10% animal protein. Dr. Walter Longo, one of the best USC researchers on longevity, suggests we should do the same.
The guy that died at 76, trying to restrict calories, is that the man you're talking about?
Well, the fasting mimicking diet, he also does that for
are we talking about the man who set up
biosphere,
isolated living environment in the Phoenix, Arizona area, who died at 76 years old? That isn't very old. Excuse me.
That was his mentor.
We're talking about?
No, that was his mentor.
Then the hope he lives longer than the guy who came out. What was his name? Do you remember his name? The guy who had the biosphere in Arizona.
Well, Dr. John McDougall himself has just died at the age of 77. If 76 isn't very old, as he says, then by his own standards, 77 can't be very old either. Plenty of people who love their burgers live a lot longer than that. Further, McDougall has for years looked scarecrow skinny, malnourished, and much older than he was. His fans are shocked at his passing. It's not even a surprise. McDougall was jabbed and boosted for Wuhan. That could have contributed. Cause of death is not being disclosed. I suspect death by lack of cow. Beware of globalists touting jabs, lockdowns, and veganism. Beware the dirty Dems with their mobile abortion and vasectomy vans. Jabber extraordinaire, damn jabby Jacinda Jackboot, inevitably did a cameo at the DNC as part of a Global Progress Action panel discussion titled Healing the Nation, described by hosts, the Center for American Progress Action, as a discussion about an equity agenda for a Komi-Lala administration, and the interconnectedness in the fight for democracy around the world. Center for American Progress Action. Now that has Soros written all over it. Sure enough, listed among those contributing $1 million or more, Open Society Policy Center, Soros. An equity agenda. Healing the nation. Oh, yes, damn jabby Jacinda Jackboot is an expert on healing nations.
So you basically said this is going to be like, well, it's almost like you probably don't see it like this, the two different classes of people. If you're vaccinated or if you're unvaccinated, you have all these rights. If you are vaccinated...
That is what it is. So, yep.
Now, that's one cow you should avoid. Beijing Biden ranted and raved late on Monday night in a singularly graceless exit, lying through his teeth about Charlottesville, the border, Roe versus Wade, and every subject he touched. Trump, he claimed, was promising a bloodbath if he didn't win. Flat out lie. Trump said there'd be a bloodbath for the auto industry if he wasn't in office to put tariffs on cars made in Mexico with Chinese expertise imported into America. Whatever Beijing was juiced up on for the State of the Union address, he was pumped up on again on Monday night. He was the same angry, shouty man he was the night of the State of the Union. And while the juice made him angry, it didn't always help with his articulation.
In its decision overturning Roe v. Wade, as you heard earlier tonight, the United States Supreme Court majority wrote the following. Quote, women are not without electrical, not allowed, not without electoral or political power. No kidding. MAGA Republicans found out the power of women in 2022. And Donald Trump is going to find out the power of women in 2024.
I shall pass on the ghastly Obermarxists and conclude with some more woke lunacy and some anti-woke humor from Britannistan, where the Church of England is moving to drop the term church in favor of more relevant and modern-sounding terms such as communities. Not happily without some resistance, Dr. Giles Fraser, Vicar of St. Anne's in Kew, London, says, if the church has given up on church, not since Prince became Squiggle has there been such a daft revision. Karl Marx, whom I don't normally quote, once wrote that the Anglican Church would more readily pardon an attack on 38 of its 39 articles than on 1/39 of its income. The church has received £82 million from the taxpayer to build new churches. It hasn't delivered, probably because it knows it couldn't fill them and doesn't really want to anyway. The church has thrown in the towel. It has thrown God and Jesus under the bus. Most of its clergy don't believe in any of the 39 articles. I don't either, but I don't make my living pretending to. I would love to see the church as an institution standing up to the tyranny of Keir Starmer as he clears the country's jails to make way for those found guilty of thought crimes on Feces Book. I suppose the church is afraid of being called far right, the mindless go-to smear of the Marxist media maggotry. If resisting woke fascism and upholding freedom of speech makes one far right, then I say, suck it up, Church of England, and join the rest of us.
Polite and smart and punctual, it once was good to be. You answered for your actions, and a woman was a she. You'd stand up for your people, if needs be, even fight. But now, if you uphold such values, then you are far right. Oh, we're all far right now, we're all far right now. Peterson, Rogan, Shapiro, E-I-E-I-E-I-O. We worship Mussolini, his portrait's in the loft. Must say Twitter, Heil Hitler, we're all far right now. Oh, you say you're in the middle, a moderate individual, a Gladstonian liberal. You once laughed at Donald Trump, you're probably a fascist too. There once was a great speaker called Martin Luther King. Said character's what matters, not the colour of your skin. But conduct doesn't count now, just your identity. If you should ever question this, you're racist, obviously. Oh, we're all racist now, we're all racist now. Off to the gallows we must go, E-I-E-I-E-I-O. Worse than Winston Churchill, worse than Enoch Powell, Ku Klux Klan and Jimmy Fallon, we're all racist now. Oh, the countryside is racist, dogs and cats are racist, eating meat is racist, Black Lives Matter's even racist. Do you know what's also racist? You found out I am dyslexic. I thought I was just thick. My son, he is dyspraxic. I'd presumed he was a dick. My mother is bulimic. My mate's got OCD. My girlfriend is bipolar. That gives me anxiety. Oh, we're all mental now. We're all mental now. Off to the madhouse we must go. La 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 la. Nutty as a fruitcake, demented and deranged. Cuckoo, psycho, wacko, loco. We're all mental now. Oh my, what is coming next? What is coming next? What is coming next? Oh my, what is coming next? We're probably all pedos too. Dirty little pedo, hanging round the Lido in your little speedos. Far right.
From caps to tees and bags to bumper stickers, we have you covered. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/shop.